Okay, so for one last recap, that was Lost Coastlines by Okkervil River off of their album The Stand-Ins, The Cosmos by Porches off their album Porches, and Hello Goodbye by The Beatles off their album One. I thought that was a fitting goodbye song. I just want to say, once again, really appreciate everyone listening, and I hope I get to play music for you again next year. So that's been Two Scoops with Ben and Justin, just Ben today. Thanks.
WMFO Medford, you're listening to What's Happening? Gonna go right into the music. Enjoy.
How you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. You listen to What's Happening. We heard Dalton and the Sheriffs. Got a brand new one. Exclusive. This CD drops on Tuesday from Joel Jerome. His album is called Fall to Pieces. And got a great track coming up. Peace of Mind. Enjoy.
Beneath the city lights, you saw.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Edmi.
I'm Jules.
I'm Finn.
And you are?
Circus Trees.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So, first of all, the name, where did it come from?
Circus Trees. Well, I mean, Finn, our guitarist and singer, she used to be in a band, and, you know, this, like, elite band, like, they took a bunch of 12-year-olds, and they were brainstorming names, and my dad and Finn came up with Circus Trees after a few hours, and they rejected that, and so when we all came a band, a trio, Circus Trees, we decided to use that name, and, I mean, the definition behind that name, over in Sweden or Switzerland, in like the 1800s or 1900s, they used to grow trees, and over years and years, they used to bend them and twist them into like these crazy shapes.
Oh, so it's like a puzzle tree.
Yeah, literally. It's crazy. It's really cool.
That would be a great name for an album for Circus Tree. Puzzle Tree.
Puzzle Tree.
So, what made you want to get into music?
Well, I mean, when we were younger, our older brother, like, just, like, wanted to play bass. I don't remember why, but, like, he wanted to play bass. And so, he picked up the bass and started learning it, and we all thought it was, like, really cool. So then we all picked up instruments, and we kind of just, like, started playing, and we really loved it.
So what made you want to play the guitar? And who inspired you to play the guitar? I mean,
I don't know. I just thought it was, like, a cool instrument. I thought it made everything sound cool. And singing and playing guitar is cool, too. I can't really sing and play drums. That's hard.
Well, I mean, I played the drums, and I think Owen, he first picked up the bass, and then afterwards Finn, she picked up the guitar and started singing, and then I was kind of like, well, everyone needs a drummer, so I guess I pulled that straw, and then it took a while to kind of learn everything. I didn't really know much about the drums. I didn't know much about people who played drums or like all the big, like, you know, Chad Smith and everybody, but I think it's really cool.
After everyone picked an instrument, I didn't really know what to pick. So I was kind of just like, I'll pick piano. Hopefully it's cool enough. And then we went into Circus Trees, all three of us. We had other people, but then our bassist dropped out at like last minute. So Finn taught me the basics of bass, and I had to start doing bass and piano during songs.
Yeah.
Must be really difficult doing it all at once. Play the. Actually, there is a guitar out there that does have keys on it.
Boom.
There is. As a matter of fact, there's a. I think there's actually a Kickstarter or something of that nature where they are actually doing it through there. So, sorry, Dad. It's a turn. So, what did you listen to? I mean, you know, I know Dad's here, but what did you listen to at home that made you want to, you know, enjoy music the way you do?
We listen to a lot of different types of music.
That is true.
Yeah, like, one of the main influences, though, is, like, post-rock and, We also listen to a lot of like Julian Baker, but on the post rock side, we listen to like Caspian and O Brother and people like that. And I don't know, it just kind of made us all want to write music and play music, and we just thought they were like so cool.
Yeah, I know. When we first started out, we were definitely all on different pages with what we listened to. I know, honestly, like. It's kind of embarrassing to admit, but I did listen to like country, all that kind of like radio stuff. But after we started like truly playing and writing together, definitely Julian Baker and the solo artists and people like Foxing. We listen to a lot of artists on Audio Tree, sort of those live sessions, and we just watched people pour their hearts out to anybody who would listen, and that was really sort of inspiring and motivating for us.
Or some of the local bands like Company One, Pillbook, really inspired us.
Those are a couple bands on the label 5x2 Records. Shout out my dad, Robert. But yeah, we're on the label 5x2 Records, and our brother, he's in a band, Company One. They're very heavy post-rock. And then another band on the label, Pillbook, Aaron and Randy, they're actually a two-piece, which is really cool. They're sludge pop, that's what they call themselves.
Yeah.
We quite enjoy
interesting.
That.
Interesting. And definitely an interesting name.
Yeah.
So, when you write, how do you write?
I write most of the songs. And I kind of just like mess around in my room like all the time as much as I can with my guitar. And I don't know, I just write these lyrics that are really sad and depressing. And then I bring it to them and they kind of like construct the song and make it like an actual song.
So why sad and depressing? None of you seem that way.
Yeah.
Is it just something that you see in your generation that there's a lot of sadness and depressing things and that's why you want to do that? Or it's a way to make everybody else happy that they're not in that situation?
For me,
with a lot of people, you know, there is depression and a lot of people struggle with that. And I think music and writing this type of music does help to make people feel better, and it helps to make me feel better. I'm sure it's the same with the other girls, and just being able to pour your heart out and put all the cards on the table and just get it out there and kind of say, hey guys, you know, this is how I feel. And you know, for Finn to, you know, be in that state sometimes and go into her room and just reading the lyrics she writes, it's kind of just like, I want to give her a big hug, you know what I mean? And I don't know, we want people to feel, you know, happy while we play this depressing music. It kind of sounds weird, but
no, not really, because it's the you're trying to show them the reverse mirror image of what it should be.
Mm. Yeah.
And how it feels. How do your friends feel about you being in a band?
Most of my friends don't know I'm in a band.
Honestly, same. Yeah, I don't really
tell. Yeah, we don't like talk about that at school. I don't know.
I don't want to be like, yeah, the weird kid who's like, yeah man, I'm in a band.
Yeah. You mean, you know, there was a band called the Cowsills. It was an all-family band, and they were supposed to be on television. Mm-hmm. But they wanted their mother to be the main lead. And that band became a different band. You ever heard of the Partridge Family?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's where it took off. And, you know, if you've ever seen the show on how, David Cassidy, unfortunately, we lost him recently, went to school and, you know, everybody's chasing after him and everything else, you know. So don't chase after these young ladies. Chase after their music. Listen to their music.
Yes.
That's the key.
Yes.
And, okay, I am going to borrow a line from the Partridge Family. Come on and be happy. So, while I figure this out, would you like to play a tune?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do it.
So, while they're adjusting the microphones and getting ready, listening to What's Happening, we are on every week from 5 to 6, and I know all students are starting their exams this week, so enjoy getting through the exams so you can enjoy your summer, and take it away. Thank you.
my feet. I'm blind. When the water rushes over my knees, it's time in the above.
lot of effort went into that. That was really, really good.
Thank you.
And I'm old. So, how long did it take you to write that song?
Like, when we started writing the song, I think it took, like, this song, I think, took one of the longest to write.
Mm.
For no reason. I don't know why. But it took a couple weeks, actually. Probably the span of a month. But I think it turned out well, I guess. So, yeah.
Actually, we are going to end up recording this song over with guy Jay Moss in May. Song's a bit, you know, a bit longer, a bit more finesse, but did just want to add that in there. Yeah.
So, who has heard that song before?
I mean, if you've come to a show of ours, come to a show we've played, we've definitely played it live, so.
Acoustically or electric?
Both.
Both, yeah.
Well, now that you've done it acoustically here, it's out to the world.
Cool.
So, what shows do you have coming up?
So, we have a show coming up Monday. Is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Really tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow. And it's a really big show. We're playing at
The bungalow. In New Hampshire.
Yeah, with Au Revoir and Geary and a bunch of other bands. And it's going to be super cool.
Bring earplugs.
It's going to be loud.
Well, that's something that Dad can bring to the venue and start selling.
True.
You know, because it sounds cool. Because, you know, it's have the Circus Tree logo on... as a positive, it's not as a negative, you know. Have that your logo on, you know, like a little case or whatever, and people can get them, and that would be, you know.
It's true.
But people have to listen in order to be able to use them and buy them.
Truth.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Force people to listen to our music.
No. It's never force. I mean, you didn't see me going like this, right? I mean, yes, I have the headphones on, but I wasn't covering my ears. I was listening. So, working on getting another one of your songs up. So besides music, which probably takes up most of your life other than school,
yeah.
What do you like to do when you're not playing music?
For me, I like to play sports. I play a lot of sports. I do track and I play soccer right now. And that's kind of what I do other than music and sleep. I like
sleep. Nice.
Yeah,
sleep
definitely.
Is nice. Yeah, I know. I'm in high school, so I mean, I have a lot going on all the time. I did play soccer. I do coach my younger brother. I coach his soccer team. I actually go to a tech school, so I'm training to be a chef in the culinary program, and I do all the catering, kitchen service, and I don't know if y'all want to hear about this, but I did actually just come back from a competition yesterday. It was 2 days long. It's called Skills USA, and all the tech kids from all their different trades go in and compete against each other, and I placed silver in the district competition. I just placed third in the state for Massachusetts.
But that's great and inspiring for those people who are listening. Yeah. That, you know, you have your music, you have your education, and then you have a goal. Of course, when you do open your restaurant, I know of a band that will probably do the opening. What type of food are you looking to create? What type of artistry?
So, like, in my shop, we have, like, four different... We do have a bake shop, and that's all, like, we do things from breakfast pastries, like we do cannolis, we like make our own puff pastry, we decorate cakes and all that fun stuff. We have catering, we like make a bunch of stocks, and we'll like literally go out to anybody, it's open to the public, just call in and we'll deliver the food, or the front line, we'll do prime rib, we'll like cook all that, you know, primavera. Like.
Dad, you didn't bring any food for me? Next time we're going to do this right in the kitchen. Now, but I mean, when you finish, what do you want to do? I mean, do you want to go on and learn from, go maybe go to Europe and learn from other chefs there? Or do you want to stay here with the band and then figure out and learn from some of the great chefs locally in internships and then have something of your own down the road?
I mean, there's definitely a lot to think about. I'm in the ending of my junior year right now. I think I've definitely thought about like a culinary school, or I know Johnson & Wales is a big one, the Culinary Institute of America. But I also do a program. I do a JROTC program. It's like Marine Corps training. So that's, yeah, another path that I've got. And I've thought about the service. I've thought about Marine Corps, Air Force. And then I've got the band. So it's kind of like I've got these three hefty paths that I can just, yeah.
Well, you know, there was a, I mean, you know, the other parts of the band aren't as old yet. But it was a great song that was done way, way back. And then it was, I mean, it's during wartime. And then Christina Aguilera did it, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. And the big thing was he couldn't play his music without the rest of the band. So they went out and drafted the rest of the band and brought them in with him.
Oh, really?
So, you know what's really cool about that? And even now, I don't know if the USO has a younger division. That'd be something to look into, because that way you're playing your music, bring it out to the troops, and, you know, still continue your education. And, you know, this way, you know, what do you think?
I don't know.
I don't know, I'm just throwing this stuff out. It's just hitting me. It. So.
Sounds cool.
You got any hobbies, Edmi?
Sports, that's all I got.
Yeah. We're a big sports family.
Yeah.
What do you like in local sports?
Local sports. Edmi? I mean.
Pro sports.
Basketball.
She's big into the basketball.
Yeah. Big into the Celtics.
Yeah, Celtics just won.
Big game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll be sitting in the living room and she's like, oh my God, the Celtics are like 3-3 or something. I'm like, I don't know what that means. Like, congrats.
Actually, right now they're 0-0.
Before you still don't know what that means.
I hope that's good. If it's not, I'm sorry.
They're starting from scratch.
Oh, so she explained it like it's like a bracket. Like,
yeah.
Well,
kind of.
They had, what? Okay, to put it in, can put it into culinary terms. You know, when they come out and they have their players, their recipe is to win or succeed or to get the gold. Okay. So they have to go and play enough games to win four. One who wins four goes on to the next round. So it'd be almost like a cooking competition. You know, you start out with something small and work your way up. And then they're in the second round. And there are two more rounds, and they make it to the finals. And it's basically two teams trying to get the golden spatula. I don't know. I'm just throwing it. I don't know if that helps anymore.
I mean, yeah, clarification. That was
I didn't mean to. But it's easier to put things in terms that the other person will understand than, you know. You like any other pro sports, or just like pl- playing yourself and being out there in the competition?
I'm just, like, in the middle. Like, if a game's on and, like, I'm bored, I'll watch it. And I understand it, but I'm not, like, really, really into them, like, have to watch every game.
What about band competitions?
Oh, I go to band competitions. So I'm in jazz band at my school, and I'm in concert band. And I have a competition soon, I think. I don't know. Yeah, we competed this year already at a competition and got bronze, I think.
That's terrific, though. It's terrific. I mean, you know, you'll work your way up to gold. And
yeah.
And while your other two bands are doing that, you know, you'll have your hit singles and EP from your own band.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
Good.
Really
perfect,
good. Yeah.
You have another song you want to play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's always...
Our whole set's just tuning.
Literally.
It's a tune-in set. Here on WMFO in Medford, you're listening to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Jules.
I'm Edmi.
She's tuning.
Finn is tuning.
And you are?
We are Circus Trees.
Like I said, I like that name. It just...
You know what's cool? I was talking to my dad about this, and we were all talking about this in the car. He called me earlier today, and he's like, listen to this lady. And she's just, like, going on, and I was kind of like, she sounds a little bit, like, kind of fruity, kind of, like, really out there. But then we were talking about afterwards, and he, like, got back on the phone, and he was like, because I have an obsession with, like, trees. Like, I love trees. I've got a tree necklace on. I've got tree earrings. Like, I don't know what it is, but...
Being creative and being in the culinary can learn how to make tree art that works for the food.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But yeah, it was just...
Either that, she's just going to branch out.
Da-da-tsh.
It made Dad laugh.
Dad jokes.
Yeah, dad jokes.
We love them, actually. But yeah, long story short, she was just kind of talking about how trees a really, really, really long time ago, like millions of years ago, just created, like they started photosynthesis and they started like the carbon dioxide breakdown and all that, you know, took in energy from the sun and all that, so that they could live in harmony with us and they could, you know, get the carbon they needed to live and we could get the oxygen we needed to live and we could all just be on the same planet and we wouldn't be here without trees, you know what I mean? So I've
and
obviously
the harmony of Circus Tree tops it all.
Ooh, he was ready for that one. All right, yeah. So yeah, this song is The Theft, another original.
I belong with someone. I don't wanna move.
One quick change on here and see if we can get this all working the way we want to.
Cool.
So we'll be back with
Circus Trees
in just a moment.
Cool.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Thank you.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Jules.
I'm Edmi.
I'm Finn.
And there's Dad over there. Really, really nice.
Thank you.
You know, the hardest part, if you watch or you've seen any of the, when they redid some of the past MTV and VH1, everybody went back to acoustic after the fact.
Mm.
And being able to do it now and mix it in makes it easier, because this way, someone says, have you ever done acoustic? Absolutely. Have you ever done... It gives you more for your resume, because you never know. I had a friend of mine email me, or no, actually he called me. It was like 12 o'clock at night the other night. And he said, you know, I finally got a song that's going to be in a movie.
Oh, wow.
And he said to me, and I had to call you first because you played my music first.
Wow.
So, to Matteo, good luck and congratulations. And let everybody know where they can find your music, where on Facebook and everything else.
So as far as social media that the band is on, we're on Facebook and Instagram. Those are the big ones. Just search up Circus Trees. We'll be there. For our new single, Impermanence, we are on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, you know, basically any music platform. And
that's what we just heard.
Yes, that is what you just heard. Yeah, shout out to Fuel Heart Productions, Carissa Johnson, and Diamond Heart Productions, Vanessa Silverman. They are the ones that really recorded us and helped us through our journey. So,
yeah, I've interviewed Carissa and have had, when they were both out in California and doing their tours, they called in a few times so we could listen, talk to them while they were on the tour. I just had to get them back in studio. So, because I wanted to get both of them in, you know, because it was, you know, sort of hard to do it from California.
True.
So, got one out. How many more before you come out with a longer EP?
I think we're just going to stick to singles. We think it's better. We're going to do a single and a video for all of our songs.
That's even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It encourages people to get the singles and then watch the videos.
Mm.
And then come out to your shows and, you know, get Dad's earplugs. And
promo.
And best part is you're doing it together as a family.
Yeah.
And because your brother's also a musician, you said, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we'll think there will ever be a family single?
So actually, when we very first started, like literally like 6 or 7 years ago, my parents had 5 kids, and so we all started in one band, all 5 of us. It was called the Knuckleheads. Don't search it up.
Is that because you like the Three Stooges, Dad? So, before we run out of time, I'd like to play one of the inspirational songs.
Yes. we have one more song. It's by an artist, Julian Baker. We've